is Golic and Wingo.
Lakers Pelican. The king of the man who would be king.
He's been doing this for 17 years, and his resume speaks for itself.
LeBron with a 40-footer.
He's been at an MVP level.
That was Steph Curry deep.
The league is in great hands with a guy like Zion.
Listen, he may be the next guy, and the league needs it because LeBron won't go on forever.
Live again, smashing the rim. Clean up on aisle five.
I just feel like even in year 17, we continue to take LeBron James for granted.
Good Monday, everybody. Hope your day and week is off to a good start. Glad you're with us. Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN2. As always, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests will be joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mike Golic, Trey Wingo here with you. We'll have much more throughout the morning on the big matchup Sunday night between LeBron James and the Lakers and Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. Let's just say neither player disappointed.
Well, and with the NBA ratings, unfortunately, had been being down. One of the reasons LeBron's on the West Coast, and one of the other reasons Zion hasn't played a lot. Now, they played twice, and they played this time at a reasonable time at 8 o'clock at night for most people. This is what the NBA is looking for.
Show me the numbers!
These kind of matchups in a primetime slot.
Well, honestly, and the spice over the NBA weekend, top to bottom, is actually pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Because not only do you have the clear mutual respect that LeBron has for the young star in Zion, and Zion has for LeBron.
And LeBron had for Ja Morant when Memphis beat the Lakers on Saturday.
But then there's also the caliente back and forth, between James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And it's pretty mild, but, you know, it's
just
still,
enough to sort of get the competitive juices flowing.
It's fun for content.
It is.
Yeah.
We're here for
all
of
it. Yes, we are.
Basically, Harden saying, I wish I was 7 foot and dunked. That doesn't take any skill.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. you might have taken it one or two syllables too far there, and Giannis responds by saying, oh, I don't listen to any of that. I just want to go do my job and go home to my kids. And my family, and my God, did he do it over the weekend. Again, in his last two games since those comments from James Harden, on Friday, he had 32, 13, and 6 in a win over Oklahoma City. And then on Sunday, 41, 20, and 6. Granted, against the Hornets, I get it. But he's the first Bucks player with a 40, 20, and 5 stat line since Kareem in 1974.
Yeah.
And he also did it in 35 minutes. The fewest minutes played in a 40-25 game in NBA history.
Yeah, he's good.
And he's reminding everybody that he's very good, which is the most important thing. So we'll have much more on that throughout the morning. Plus, we'll get into a little bit here a little bit later about what the combine meant for a couple of players and what it didn't mean. And then, of course, we're getting into the tag portion of the program. We are in the franchise tag area in the NFL. And what it means and who should be tagged and who should be tagged and how that plays out. Because, Mike, we still have a lot of uncertainty about whether or not we're going to be able to only have one person tagged or two persons
tagged. Well, and again, if teams tag in the area they're allowed to tag and then there's a new CBA, are they really going to have to take one tag away? I mean, we need to find out the semantics of this thing and the procedure of this thing. If you have two, are you going to take one, or do you just leave it two for this last year? So there are some things to figure out as guys, you know, get – guaranteed money just for 1 year thrown at him with these franchise tags.
Yeah, and we'll have Nate Solder, Giants offensive lineman and player rep, on a little bit later to talk about it. But back to the NBA and the matchup that we saw. Clearly, this was something that was anticipated and expected. Zion comes through with his best point performance,
even though
he had six turnovers. And then LeBron James basically, you know, just reminding people one more time, Mike. And it feels like in these types of games, there's a little extra juice, a little extra jump in LeBron's game. There was one sequence in that game Sunday in New Orleans where Zion went down low and just threw it down.
Yeah.
And before we could even get back and ready to set themselves on defense, LeBron hoisted up a Steph Curry type three from about 40 feet. And it was his reminder, hey, that's cool, and I like what you're doing, but get on my level.
There was a little more matchup between these two. There's no Anthony Davis in this game,
right,
who played the first time they played last week, but he wasn't in this one. So there was a little more matchup there. And the one thing, listen, the one thing we're seeing out of Zion right now, and it's just 15 games in. I mean, we really haven't even started to scratch the surface yet. He's already putting himself in conversations with the greats like Allen Iverson and Michael Jordan, third player over the last 35 seasons with three 30-point games within his first 15 games. That's Iverson, who had five, and Jordan, who had six. So he's already putting himself in some incredible company. And we'll see where his game goes, because right now we know where his game is. It's by the rim.
Yes.
Since his first game this season on January 22nd, Zion has attempted 201 field goals from less than 5 feet, the most by any player in the NBA over that span. Next up is Russell Westbrook with 187, so 14 fewer than Zion in those games since he first started. So that's where his game is right now. And listen, you know, that's his comfort level right now. We've certainly seen some success there as well. They're sitting in the 9 slot, 3 away from Memphis to make the playoffs at number 8 and potentially face the Lakers, which would be very, very cool as well, whether it's Ja Morant or Zion doing that. But we'll see where his game expands from here. But he's in his comfort area right now.
He is. And clearly LeBron's comfort area is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
Let's be clear about that. And here was Doris Burke on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt, basically saying, which sounds ridiculous, but yeah, I think it's actually true. Sometimes we just forget about LeBron in terms of how good he actually is.
He's been at an MVP level. I think he's got 4 regular season MVP awards, and I believe he could have at least 2 more historically. And I in no way mean to diminish what Giannis Antetokounmpo has done, because he is doing it in limited minutes. They have been extraordinary as a team, and he, in all likelihood, will win that MVP. But this idea that this gap is so wide that it's insurmountable, what if LeBron James sustains this kind of effort that he did without Anthony Davis tonight? I just feel like even in year 17, Scott, we continue to take LeBron James for granted.
And I think that's accurate.
Well, this is the Michael Jordan effect. Yeah. This happened to Michael. You expect them to be great. Now, what's been different for LeBron, he's coming off all the games he missed last year with the groin injury that he got on Christmas Day. So you start thinking, age, getting a little older, you get an injury like that, how do you come back from it? And we've seen how he's come back from it. He has been playing at an MVP level. But the expectation is he is going to be a great player. And now, kind of like Tom Brady wowing us at an age when you shouldn't be wowing us anymore, though we all say Tom Brady is not what he was, you know, 5-10 years ago. Yeah. LeBron's closer to what he's been 5-10 years ago.
There's no question
what he's doing. But it's along those lines of, we're not used to players this old still being this good. And then you combine that Antetokounmpo, who won the MVP last year, and that team shot out so quickly, but we've kind of put them to the side a little bit, saying, okay, show us in the playoffs. You got a 10-game lead over Toronto right now. So you put them on the back burner a bit, and LeBron's doing what he's doing. So I do think the MVP race is getting a lot closer.
I think it is. By the way, just watching some of these highlights of Giannis against the Hornets, I get it. It was against
the Hornets. It's a 7-footer, though.
He just did this pump fake. It was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. The other thing that's kind of ridiculous is that there are some people who do not like how chummy LeBron James is with the opposition. And I get it. It's the old school that you go back. Rex Chapman's pinned tweet on his Twitter page is basketball, NBA in the 80s and 90s, no room for babies. I mean,
that clip is unbelievable.
I mean, it was a mall. It was Fury Wilder every night. Yeah. It basically was. It's a different NBA
it
now.
Is.
People need
it
to
is.
Understand that.
We're not going back to that.
No, the rules are different, and people have adjusted to the rules for more athleticism from some of these guys, like we're seeing from Giannis Antetokounmpo. But, you know, LeBron does the thing where a lot of times if he likes a player afterwards, he'll talk to him after the game, and they'll do the jersey over the mouth, or Sunday against Zion and put the towel over his mouth. And some people don't like that. LeBron says, I don't care what you think about that at all.
You know, anybody that says that, you know, LeBron, why would he do that while he's playing? It's a show and sign of weakness. You know, he's buddy-buddy with the guys that he's going against. Tell me to kiss my ass. All right. With a smile, too.
See, there's...
Can you do that with a smile?
Sure you can.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics of it. How does that work?
When you're as good as that, yes, you can. You can do everything with a smile. See, a lot of it is old school, whether you're an old school athlete or quite honestly, an old school fan.
Yep.
You know what you wanted to see when guys were playing against one another? You wanted to see hate.
Yep.
You wanted to see physical play. You wanted to see, I don't like you no matter what you do for the time on the court. I don't like what you're doing or want any part of you. And that's what we saw a lot of times. We didn't see it all the time. I mean, how many times did Magic Johnson and Isaiah give each other a kiss on the cheek before they played?
Almost always.
Against one another.
Including the NBA Finals.
So there's healthy respect, and then there's, you know what, you drive the lane and I'm going to knock you down. You know, and that's how it's going to be right now. But it's not like that anymore. It doesn't mean As I have said, I think the basketball players are the best athletes in the world. What we're seeing out of these guys is unbelievable. But what you don't see as much is that rivalry, is that knockdown, is that, you know, you're not going to do this to me. Doesn't mean they're not playing hard. It's just a different game right now that some people have a harder time to accept.
Yeah, and just so people understand as we go forward here, at 35 years old, LeBron James is tied with 21-year-old Luka Doncic for the most triple-doubles this season. Think about that. And it's not just that he's 35, Mike.
Right.
It's his year 17. Year 17 in the league. And he's still doing it at that high level. And that's a stats incredible. Brought to you by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life. So lots more to get to, including some very interesting things in Major League Baseball. But we'll get to that a little bit later. But coming up next, what to make of a FaceTime call and something said while sitting courtside, Mike. Sometimes you can appreciate these things, and sometimes you can extrapolate them a little too.